All experience is mediated by the mechanisms of sense perception, mentation, language, etc. And certainly, all art consists of some further mediation of experience. However, mediation takes place by degrees. Some experiences, like taste, smell, sexual pleasure, are less mediated than others, reading a book, looking through a telescope, listening to a record. Some media, especially live arts, such as dance, theater, music, or bardic performance, are less mediated than others, such as TV, CDs, virtual reality. Even among the media usually called media, some are more and others are less mediated, according to the intensity of imaginative participation they demand. Print and radio demand more of the imagination, film less, TV even less, virtual reality the least of all, so far. For art, the intervention of capital always signals a further degree of mediation. To say that art is commodified is to say that a mediation or standing in between has occurred, and that this betweenness amounts to a split, and that this split amounts to alienation. Improv music played by friends at home is less alienated than music played live at the Met, or music played through media, whether PBS or MTV or Walkman. In fact, an argument could be made that music distributed free or at cost on cassette via mail is less alienated than live music played at some huge We Are the World spectacle or Las Vegas nightclub, even though the latter is live music played to a live audience, or at least so it appears, while the former is recorded music consumed by distant and even anonymous listeners. The tendency of high tech and the tendency of late capitalism both impel the arts farther and farther into extreme forms of mediation. Both widen the gulf between the production and consumption of art with a corresponding increase in alienation. Disappearance of a mainstream, and therefore of an avant-garde, in the arts, it has been noticed that all the more advanced and intense art experiences have been recuperable almost instantly by the media, and thus are rendered into trash, like all other trash in the ghostly world of commodities. Now, trash, as the term was redefined in, let's say, Baltimore in the 1970s, can be good fun as an ironic take on a sort of inadvertent folk culture that surrounds and pervades the more unconscious regions of popular sensibility, which, in turn, is produced in part by the spectacle. Trash was once a fresh concept with radical potential. By now, however, amidst the ruins of postmodernism, it has finally begun to stink. Ironic frivolity finally becomes disgusting. Is it possible now to be serious but not sober? Note, the new sobriety is, of course, simply the flip side of the new frivolity,